Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today. This is the day of the Ascension of the Lord, and of course, it was 40 days from last Thursday. Generally, it was always Ascension Thursday. It was 40 days from the resurrection of the Lord, and then, of course, we'll have Pentecost. That'll be next week, and that's 50 days. That's how we get that 50 days. There's all those days are jumbled together there, and we come up with 10 days. See, so there's from Ascension Thursday to the next Sunday. That's 10 more days. That's 50 days. It's Pentecost. But today is the Ascension of the Lord. So stick with us and all that. This is a Catholic calisthenics, kind of like when we go to Mass, you know, standing up and sitting down and the kneeling. Hopefully you're kneeling. You know, there's still some parishes, you know, I've talked to all of them, and I wish they could get back to kneeling, especially during the consecration, but, you know, I guess we have to have something to work on, something to pray for, and of course, you know, also that my wife is leading this mission, and I'm kind of helping her in the sidelines here for SaveNazareth.com, but I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, this is it. This is the end right now. They could start tearing those buildings down as early as this month, is June. And, you know, we've tried the best we can in a lot of these areas. There's a few other areas that we're still searching out and still hoping and praying. Tomorrow evening at the city commission meeting, if people do not show up and give their support, you don't have to be a resident of the city of Kalamazoo, you know, just a resident of Southwestern Michigan. Someone who appreciates the church, someone who appreciates architecture, history. You know, it's going to be gone, folks. And, you know, I've kind of witnessed this week, you know, that there's not a whole lot of us who even care anymore about much of anything. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today with the Acts of the Apostles and how the world does this to us and how we do this to each other, how we shut each other down. We shut the truth down. We have our closed meetings. We have our private negotiations. And, it's very unhealthy, my brothers and sisters. Extremely unhealthy. And we're going to talk about, some of the things that the gospel reading and the readings today are perfect and on point with this. But just a reminder, I'll try to remind everybody at the end, but go to SaveNazareth.com and read the details on there. Sign the petition and pray that we can have resolution to this, and that the good sisters, that we can take care of our good sisters here in this area here and honor them, you know, because this is really about honoring them. Saving that building, especially the chapel, is really about honoring those sisters who have worked here their entire careers. It's about honor. So I hope you can help us and join us in that regard. Help my wife Anne out in that regard as well. And pray for all of us. We need your help and we need your support. But this is pretty much it. So tomorrow evening, city commission meeting, 7 o'clock. They will take public comments at some point. I don't know if we're going to be on the agenda or not. You know, that's a whole nother couple of weeks probably down the road. But, you know, please try to help. So, also just a few other little things too, in case you're interested in any of our other Epiphany Radio programs. We've got a bunch of them up on YouTube, as well as you can go to holyfamilyradio.net. Holy Family Radio's got a great list of Catholic radio stations here in Southwestern Michigan. Great people there. And if you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, you can go to Diocese of Kalamazoo, diokzoo.org. And find out things or visit your local Catholic parish. And they'd be happy to help you. So the readings today, and we continue on with our Christmas music from the Sisters of Our Lady of the Eucharist in Ann Arbor. Christmas music is kind of this little Christmas thing we got going here because of Lent. Christmas or Lent or Advent. Advent, Lent is kind of this, Lent is the big, and Advent, of course, Christmas time. But we play this beautiful Christmas music because both holidays, both feasts are directly connected to Christ. The birth of Christ and, of course, the death and the resurrection of Christ. Very holy time. So fitting music, even though you know, some people may not care for it. I love it. So here we go. So here is the readings today for June 2nd, 2019, the Ascension of the Lord. And this is from Acts 1, chapter 1, 1 through 11. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, he presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you staring there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Second reading today is the reading from Hebrews. And there's also an optional reading from Ephesians, but I've chosen Hebrews. It's a little bit longer reading. A little bit longer reading. But that I've chosen Hebrews. And that's Hebrews 9, 24 through 28, and 10, 19 through 23. Christ did not enter into a sanctuary made by hands, a copy of the true one, but heaven itself, that he might now appear before God on our behalf, not that he might offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters each year into the sanctuary with blood that is not his own. If that were so, he would have had to suffer repeatedly from the foundation of the world. But now, once for all, he has appeared at the end of the ages to take away sin by his sacrifice, just as it is appointed that men and women die once, and after this the judgment, so also Christ, offered once to take away the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to take away sin, but to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since through the blood of Jesus, we have confidence of entrance into the sanctuary, by the new and living way he opened for us, through the veil, that is, his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a sincere heart and absolute trust, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us hope, so that he who made the promise is trustworthy. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Powerful scriptures. This is probably going to be one of the best ones for us to talk about. It says Hebrews. But of course the gospel, right? We always preach the gospel. So here's our gospel reading today, the day of the ascension of our Lord. It is chapter 24, Luke 24, 46 through 53. It's Luke 24, 46 through 53. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage, and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The gospel the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some beautiful words for us today, my brothers and sisters. In case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program. My name is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And just a halfway point reminder for people to go to the website of SaveNazareth.com to see the details on there of how things are going with trying to save the historic chapel and mother house in Kalamazoo at Nazareth. That is SaveNazareth.com. So as we go right into our scriptures, very powerful, right? A lot of talk about Jesus talking about the truth, you know, the truth will set us free. But we also consider this too, my brothers and sisters. And I have noticed this over this time that my wife and I have worked on trying to, this mission of trying to save Nazareth and the mother house and this chapel out there, is that it is very, very difficult to get people to help. Think about that. It's very difficult to get people to help. Many people will say, "Oh, yes. Oh, I want to save this and I want to do this. I want to do that." We're very much this way about our faith, my brothers and sisters. We're very much this way in the church, not just the Catholic Church, but all religions. You look at the amount of people who go to church now and who don't go to church now. And we have kind of taken this attitude of the world. And I'll tell you what, my brothers and sisters, we are seriously lazy. Seriously lazy. And when we are seriously lazy, you know, we just let just about anybody and everybody run the place. And that's kind of what we got going right now. You know, you look at what's going on in Washington. You look at what's going on in Lansing. You know, we've sent them our tax dollars. We've sent them the money to pick a project, fix the roads, right? In Michigan and the country, you know, take care of some things. And you know what? They can't get along. They can't decide. They would rather fight. They would rather, they're more in love with power than they are with us. And of course, we can have the same thing within the church, right? But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the time to stop sitting on the sidelines is over. Live your life. Live your life for Jesus Christ. Be a follower of Jesus Christ. Not a follower of the Republicans, not a follower of the Democrats, either statewide or nationwide. Not a follower of anyone or anything except Jesus Christ. I want you to think about that. Who do I follow? Do I follow nothing? Am I nothing? Does my life mean nothing? True meaning is found in truth, my brothers and sisters. Truth, beauty, and goodness. That's in all of us. It's in our DNA. I preached about this a little bit last week, I think, too. But it is a constant truth for us. Let me go through some of these teachings of the apostles, and I'm going to show you exactly what Christ is talking about. In case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlick, and I'm a deacon here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and there's quite a few teachings on this little chunk of Acts of the Apostles, about 10 different teachings. So I'm going to go through them kind of quickly, but it sets the format for the rest of this. Jesus ascends. He sits at the right hand of God. This God is his outpouring of the Holy Spirit comes upon us as he leaves. The witness of the chosen are chosen. These witnesses are chosen by Christ himself to go on a mission. And each and every one of you, my brothers and sisters, is taught and chosen to go on a mission, especially if you've been baptized. Certainly because you've been baptized. And understand this, the Catholic Church is a sacramental church. We believe in sacramental grace, that there is real grace from these sacraments that we receive. Through baptism, the Holy Spirit comes upon us. Through this, the chrism oil that is put on the crown of the baby's head, or if you're an adult, on your forehead, you know, as you are confirmed and baptized. This other oil, the oil of catechumens that's put on the breastplate of the child. All of these things carry sacramental grace, right? So Christ is at God's right hand and intercedes for us. And even the angels will be present when Christ returns, when Christ comes again. And he will come again. And that we have this trial. Jesus sends us on this mission for the church. I kind of think about Nazareth, right? This is a mission for us now. It's not very popular with some people. Some people you would think it would be popular with, but it's not popular. Jesus gives us his power, his Holy Spirit. The Father will reveal more. See, Christ tells his apostles that. When I leave, God will reveal even more to you, more for you to do. And that this Father has fixed the time by his own authority. Christ delivers a certain amount to us. God delivers a certain amount to us as well. See? So this mystery, this great mystery of Christ. And then in the Hebrews 9:24. Jesus remains at God's right hand. He intercedes for us on our behalf forever. Jesus is in the presence of God forever. Jesus intercedes for us over and over. And then I want to read this final destiny of the soul. But also this, you think about this. The priest, when the priest offers the sacrifice of the Mass, persona in Christi, as the man, Jesus Christ. Listen to these words. The same one who offers is offered. And the same one that gives is given. the priest, certainly, but also in a certain way, us. Us too, my brothers and sisters. Do we give of ourselves? We do not fulfill our lives until we do this very thing. Now, if you were married, you know what this is like. You know? You need to learn how to get along. You need to learn that you're not right all the time. You need to learn to let the other person do this or do that and not say anything. Not that they're doing anything bad, but just, you know what? You don't need your opinion on everything. Nobody needs everybody's opinion on everything. But this 1137 from this priest, when the priest acts persona in Christe as the man Jesus Christ. Yes, God has offered himself once for us. But in a certain way, my brothers and sisters, we are all called to this. So let's listen to this again. Because this is just so, so fascinating. 1137. Went to the wrong page. 1137. 1137 of the Catechism. Another thing too, if you do not have a Catechism of the Catholic Church, I'll tell you what, it is the greatest textbook ever printed outside of the Bible. There's no doubt about it, because this is just so amazing. So, in the book of Revelation of St. John, you read in the church's liturgy, first reveals to us a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne, the Lord God. It then shows the Lamb standing as though it has been slain. Christ crucified and risen, the one high priest of the true sanctuary. The same one who offers is offered, who gives and is given. Finally, it presents the river of water flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb, one of the most beautiful symbols of the Holy Spirit. And my brothers and sisters, that's what we're talking about. Talking about the Holy Spirit. We're talking about receiving these sacraments, receiving the power of the Holy Spirit through these sacraments. See? And in the most powerful way, next weekend, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit comes down upon all the apostles and comes down upon us this very day, this very moment. And so I'm going to go back to what I was talking about earlier about laziness. How lazy we are. It's a great sin and a very grave sin. We think about it. You know, we complain about things. You know, I don't know about you, but you know, I don't have my groceries delivered to my house, okay? I think we're making a mistake, my brothers and sisters, but I have a business. I have people who order, you know, supplies and things over the internet and that type of thing. We deliver it to them the next day. I get that. I understand that efficiency side. But I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, we need to be out there with people, interacting with humanity. Especially if you are a Catholic Christian. You have received these graces. You have received these gifts, especially the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you've been confirmed and confirmation and had that oil put upon your forehead and this recharging of the Holy Spirit, and you refuse to do nothing, it is a massive waste and terrible laziness and a terrible sin as well. Because so many people are suffering. Now back to what I'm saying about getting your groceries delivered. We're not going outside anymore. You know, we're teaching our children to just play computer games. We don't go to the grocery store. We don't go to the hardware store. You still see people, but not as many. I'll just order it online. I have it delivered to my house. I think it's a big mistake. We're already starting to see it. Psychologists are already starting to see it. There are people who have, you know, addiction to video games now. Addictions to their phones. Look at their phone too much. I even catch myself looking at my phone too much because I'm looking at the weather. Somebody sent me a text message. It's ridiculous. But what are we following? In a certain sense, we're kind of following technology. Or we're following what's easiest. Or what's laziest. Are we becoming so lazy? So I'm asking you, my brothers and sisters, to get involved. Get up off the couch. Turn the TV off. Especially next Monday, you know. I thought about that too, you know. People don't want to go to the city commission meeting. I understand. Maybe it can be a little bit boring. I think it's quite amazing, quite frankly. I think it is quite amazing to see it. And, you know, I wish some of the city commissioners were a little bit more energetic, but that's okay too. You know, maybe they will be on Monday. Maybe they will be. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, we can impact our culture, we can impact our society, but we can't do it if we don't take the risks. If we don't do what Christ tells us to do is go out. Christ doesn't say stay inside and pray. He doesn't say that. He says go out. Go out. Go out. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. You are sent to all nations by Christ. The ordained priesthood guarantees that Christ, who works through the sacraments, Christ sent the apostles so that the repentance and forgiveness of sins would be preached in His name. Baptism and confirmation, these indelible marks that make us witnesses. Witnesses of the truth, witnesses of what is good, and witnesses of what is beautiful. And so, my brothers and sisters, I ask you to pray, but even more so, I ask you to act. To act. Go to SaveNazareth.com. See what you can do. See if you have the courage to come to the meeting, to sign the petition, because Nazareth is going to be gone, my brothers and sisters. It will be gone. It'll be gone from Kalamazoo forever, never to be seen again, just a grassy field. And that would be a great tragedy, and it will be a tragedy because we have decided to be lazy. You know, part of that laziness is, you know, we don't go to Mass. We make excuses. You know, because the church is broken. Well, you know what? Everything's broken, brothers and sisters. Look around. All the universities are broken too. You don't stop sending your kid to the university, do you? You think about that. You think about that. I think the other problem that we have in our society and in our culture too is we pull punches about everything. You know, you can't say that. You don't want to say that. You might offend them. You don't want to call somebody a liar when they are a liar. Or a cheat when they are a cheat. Or lazy when they are lazy. So they never really find out. So then we ask ourselves, my brothers and sisters, who is the most culpable of the sin? Well, Christ makes it quite plain. If you know the truth, you have to tell the truth. Otherwise, you become a liar as well. See? It's like Pontius Pilate and Jesus. You look at that. I look at that. I think about that too. So my brothers and sisters, be in prayer. Go to SaveNazareth.com. See what you can do. All the information is right on there. But I ask you, my brothers and sisters, don't be lazy. Go to Mass. Even better than that, go to reconciliation. Turn your life around. Start actually living your life. The life of Jesus Christ. The greatest life that could be ever lived on this earth is a life with Jesus Christ. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you. Happy Ascension of the Lord.